Hello and welcome to the Deep Study Guide podcast for AQA GCSE Biology. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics, animal tissues, organs, and organ systems. It's topic 2.1, and it forms the very building blocks of understanding how complex animals like us actually work. Why does this matter for your exam? Because questions on this topic are guaranteed, and they test your ability to link structure to function across different biological systems. Get this right, and you're building a solid foundation for top marks. So let's get started. First up, the hierarchy of organization. Think of it like building with Lego. The smallest piece is a specialized cell, like a muscle cell. A group of similar cells working together forms a tissue, for example, muscle tissue. Different tissues then combine to form an organ, like the stomach, which is made of muscle tissue to churn food, glandular tissue to produce digestive juices, and epithelial tissue to line it. Finally, organs are organized into organ systems to perform a major function. The stomach is part of the digestive system, which breaks down and absorbs food. Cell, tissue, organ, system. That order is crucial and worth an easy mark. Let's focus on the digestive system. It's a classic example. Food enters the mouth, where enzymes and saliva start breaking down carbohydrates. It travels down the esophagus to the stomach. Here, two key things happen. The stomach produces hydrochloric acid, which kills bacteria and provides the right pH for the protease enzyme, pepsin, to work. Pepsin starts digesting proteins. The food, now a soupy mix, moves into the small intestine. Here, the liver produces bile, which is stored in the gallbladder and released into the small intestine. Bile does two jobs that examiners love to ask about. It neutralizes the stomach acid and it emulsifies fats, breaking large drops into smaller ones, increasing the surface area for lipase enzymes to work on. The pancreas and small intestine wall also produce enzymes like amylase, protease, and lipase to finish digestion. The small intestine is where the magic of absorption happens thanks to its huge surface area from villi and microvilli. Enzymes are the stars of this topic. They are biological catalysts, speeding up reactions without being used up. The key concept is the lock and key model. Every enzyme has a uniquely shaped active site. Only a specific substrate molecule, the key, can fit into this active site, the lock. This is why enzymes are specific. For your exam, you must be able to describe how temperature and pH affect enzyme activity. As temperature increases, so does the rate of reaction because the enzyme and substrate have more kinetic energy and collide more often. But go past the optimum temperature, and the bonds holding the enzyme in shape break, the active site changes shape, and the substrate no longer fits. We say the enzyme has denatured, it's the same for pH, move too far from the optimum, and the enzyme denatures. Remember, denatured, not killed. That's a common mistake that will cost you marks. Now for the heart and circulatory system. The heart is a double pump. The right side pumps deoxygenated blood to the lungs, and the left side pumps oxygenated blood to the rest of the body. You must know the path of blood. A great way to remember is to trace it. Blood enters the right atrium via the vena cava, goes to the right ventricle, then out through the pulmonary artery to the lungs. It returns from the lungs, now oxygenated, via the pulmonary vein into the left atrium, then to the left ventricle, and is pumped out to the body through the aorta. Notice the left ventricle has a much thicker muscular wall? That's a guaranteed question. It needs to contract more powerfully to pump blood at a higher pressure all around the body, whereas the right ventricle only has to pump it to the lungs. Time for some quick exam tips. When you see a graph of enzyme activity, always state the optimum temperature or pH first. Then describe what happens on either side using the words kinetic energy for the upslope and denatured for the downslope. For 6-mark questions on the heart, trace the blood flow systematically as we just did. In a classic mistake, never confuse the right and left sides of the heart on a diagram. The diagram's right is the patient's left. Another common error is saying capillaries have thin cell walls. That implies plant cells. The correct phrasing is that their walls are one cell thick, which gives a short diffusion path. Precision with language is key to getting full credit. Ready for a quickfire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give the correct response. 1. What is the term for a group of similar cells working together? A tissue. 2. What two things does bile do? It neutralizes stomach acid and emulsifies fats. 3. What is the correct term for an enzyme's active site changing shape due to high temperature? Denatured. 4. Which chamber of the heart has the thickest muscular wall? The left ventricle. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. So, to summarize, we've covered the hierarchy from cells to systems. We've detailed the digestive system, focusing on enzymes and bile. We've explained the lock and key model and how temperature and pH affect enzymes. And we've traced the path of blood through the double pump heart, linking its structure to its function. Remember those key terms. Practice tracing the blood flow, and you'll be in a great position to tackle any question the examiner throws at you. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.